Redding's Cascade Theater has long been a major force in the community's cultural life, but there was a time in the 1990s when its future was in doubt. Like a lot of faded movie theaters from earlier in the 20th century, the Cascade was a victim of changing entertainment tastes, competition from mall metroplexes, and the hollowing out of many cities' downtowns. JPR played a major role in bringing the Cascade back to life, but our organization is far from the only player in the Cascade's history. A new documentary film is coming that recounts the theater's many incarnations. Jessica Weichman wrote the script for the documentary and joins us this morning here on The Exchange. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. And I was on the JPR staff at the time that the Cascade project was underway, but since my memory is so faulty about those years, Paul Westell, who is JPR's executive director, is joining me as well in the studio. Good morning, Paul.
Glad to be here.
So, Jessica, let's start with you. How did you get interested in the Cascade Theater film project?
I've been a longstanding member of the Cascade Theater. I've done various shows there and taken on several roles. I got a call from the theater manager, Jana Leard, last summer, maybe slightly before then, saying that she had been talking with Charlie Williams from the Shasta Historical Society, and that it was the goal of the Shasta Historical Society and the Cascade Theater to produce a short documentary about the life and restoration of the Cascade Theater. And she had mentioned my name to Charlie, and we started talking and kind of went on from there. It was very kind of serendipitous that my name was passed along, and it just ended up working out.
So can you take us back to the beginning of the Cascade Theater?
The very beginning.
The very beginning. I know you weren't there. But
no, I wasn't, but I learned a lot about it. You know, it's really... it's a very interesting story, especially being involved with the Cascade Theater. I mean, today it's just a breathtaking setting for live concerts, music acts, the North State Symphony. They have in-house productions and just tons of traveling acts, musicians. And it's gorgeous. It's this beautiful Art Deco theater. And I don't think that people know the full scale of all of the hardship it had to go through. I believe it was 1935 that the Nafee family moved into town. They had been in San Francisco, and they originally had a textile company. They came over from the Middle East. They were Christians and from, you know, a Muslim society, and so they moved to San Francisco to find some freedom for their family, and they ended up moving their business across the street from a Nickelodeon. And I believe it was soon after Cleopatra came out, and it was, you know, had achieved notoriety for completely flopping. Mike Nafee bought out the 20th Century Fox and United Artists Nickelodeon across the street when they were on the verge of bankruptcy. And it kind of went from there. He just had immediate success and was able to expand the business. And his brother came to Reading and was managing the, I believe, the Reading Theater at the time. And at that time, there was a huge influx of people coming into Reading, into Shasta County, because of the dam being built. So it's very ironic that in this time of the Great Depression, when the majority of the United States was completely suffering and in economic collapse, Shasta County was really booming. And it was, I believe, Mike's brother that was managing the company that said, you know, we need to build another theater here. And they did. And so the Cascade Theater ended up just kind of being a very serendipitous and very exciting time in which it was created to accommodate all of these, this influx of people that were coming to Shasta County.
So that was an era when town movie theaters, I mean, even very, very small towns had movie theaters, and they were really a central part of the entertainment mix for people, in addition to radios and newspapers. Did the Cascade Theater originally just show films, or did it also host traveling shows?
I think it kind of it was more of a performing arts theater at the time. I know that they showed talkies. That was, you know, what they called the films back then. I think originally it was more of like live performance, and then as movies became bigger, they started showing films. Yeah.
Were there any surprises that you found when you started digging into the Cascades pre-World War II history?
I don't know if there were any surprises. I just found it completely interesting that for the time, you know, being in the Great Depression, having a theater that I believe at the time when it was built in 1935, it was $100,000 project for a town of only 6,000 people.
That's a lot of money in those dollars.
Yes, in 1935, that was a lot of money. And, you know, it was this very ornate Art Deco design, which was a sign of the times. If you were building a theater, it was going to be Art Deco, which was extremely ornate, very expensive. So to be able to produce a $100,000 theater in a town that only, you know, had 6,000 people, that was a pretty large feat on their part to get that built.
So we're going to fast forward to the 1990s, because I know that certainly through World War II and even after World War II, movie theaters were extremely popular and very profitable. But by the 1990s, the Cascade was really in trouble, as was downtown Reading, for that matter. What were the forces at play then?
I think it started in the 70s. Around 1975, malls were becoming the big rage. And so they converted the downtown area of Reading into this indoor mall. So all of these historic buildings that had been in the downtown strip now had this ceiling put on them, and you were bringing in large department stores, which were really kind of pushing out small local businesses just because of the convenience of that. And at the same time, movieplexes were gaining traction. And so it was much cheaper to, you know, see a movie in a movieplex that had multiple screens and had multiple times of showings, where, you know, the Cascade only had this one screen, one room. And they tried to keep up. As a result, you know, they turned the Cascade, they converted it into a fourplex in 1979. But it couldn't compete with the mall that the Shasta Mall opened the same year that the downtown mall did, or soon thereafter. There was a multiplex in the Shasta Mall, and it really just kind of pulled people out of the center of town, where they had been, you know, going to the Cascade Theater as a community hub. It kind of got left in the dust. And so I believe it was September 28th of 1997 that the Cascade closed its doors and shuttered up, and it was kind of forgotten and forlorn for several years.
Jessica Weichmann wrote the script for a new documentary film about the history of Reading's Cascade Theater. Here on the Jefferson Exchange, maybe you have some memories of the Cascade Theater you'd like to share with us. You can call us anywhere anywhere in Southern Oregon or Northern California, 800-838-3760, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Paul Westell, let's bring you into the discussion at this point. So, and again, my memory is pretty foggy of those days. Mm-hmm. But so in the late 90s, the Cascade Theater ended up on JPR's radar as kind of an intriguing project. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to say it was a grand plan. I guess it happened more by accident. JPR has been serving the Reading area on the public radio side. We had a translator there in the 1980s. We were expanding and improving our service for the community, and we were looking for a new studio plant. So we got interested in being downtown. We were trying to support the revitalization effort of downtown, and in general, we thought that was a good thing. So we started looking for commercial space, and we rented space in the Shervin Square Center. Center just north of the mall on Market Street. And when that building had some problems and was in bankruptcy, we started looking for a new studio facility. And we actually made an offer to purchase the building next to the Cascade, and we're going to use the second floor office space for JPR Studios. In doing our due diligence on that building, it had some structural problems. The architectural firm, Trilogy Architecture in Reading, James Timer was a big downtown advocate, and we went through that building with him. Ultimately decided not to do that building. And sometimes I think we were all just James's puppet master, and he had said, hey, there's this great old Art Deco theater right next to this building. And it's been boarded up. We could see it was boarded up for a long time. And it's got some office space in it that would meet your needs. He was a fan and a supporter of JPR. I think that year we did 7 concerts around the region, and he had attended some of those in various different places. He said, you guys are kind of in the music business, and it'd be great to see you guys get involved in this theater. So we said, okay, well, you know, next time we come down in a couple weeks, you know, if you can get a key and we'll take a look at it. Ron Kramer, the executive director at the time, and myself took a tour of the building, and it really was fabulous. I mean, it was a much nicer, as Jennifer said, the theater was built much nicer than probably should have been built for a community of that size at that time, because a Nafee family was involved in it directly, which ran T&D Enterprises, which ran the Castro in San Francisco and other theaters around Northern California. So it was a glorious building. You could really see its potential, and we started getting involved in it and said, you know, it would be great to kind of turn this building around from both an historical standpoint and a way to get JPR deeper into the community. And so we took it on. And I guess about 5.5 years later, the building opened in 2004.
So, Jessica, that was a time, the Cascade's all boarded up, but that was a time when the citizens of Reading were in the process of rethinking their downtown. As you mentioned earlier, it had been turned into a mall. But can you characterize the community efforts that were bubbling in Reading at that time?
Well, I wasn't here personally, but through several interviews, we interviewed a lot of people that were in the community at that time. Lou Gerard was a big fundraising committee chairman. Ron Kramer at the time was the executive director of JPR. Valerie Ng was at JPR Radio. I think that they knew that this was a really special building. I know that James kind of made it a pet project for him. He'd walked past it several times, and he just knew that this place had potential to serve the community. And so he was really just looking for any opportunity to pull somebody in that might want to use the space and restore it. I think theaters are a really vital part of the community's life force, and I think it's really fortunate that JPR was there at the time that they were, and it was very serendipitous to have them support the revitalization efforts. But in order to do so, they had to have the community support. A lot of the fundraising and all of the efforts that went into raising the money for this, there were some very big donors, but at the same time, those donors' dollars were contingent on knowing from the get-go that this was a project that the community would support and be active in pursuing. So it really wouldn't have happened without the local community knowing its value and supporting that.
And Paul, from the station standpoint, I bet there were some naysayers.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I made the rounds to a lot of service clubs and talked about the project. And on one hand, some people would say, well, JPR just wants to do events and then take a bunch of money and leave the community. And others were saying, are you crazy? No one's going to show up for those kinds of events. So there was incredible kind of enthusiasm. It was going to be very successful. And then there was real pessimism from some folks in the community. So yeah, there were plenty of naysayers. It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't sustainable, the community wasn't ready for it, lots of different things. I think ultimately it was the right project at the right time in the right community. It spoke to the community's kind of wish to preserve its history. It was a forward-looking project in the future and having more events. Reading at the time didn't really have a real presenting organization like the Brit Festivals or the Oregon Shakespeare Festival we have in the Rogue Valley. There wasn't a sort of a central cultural and arts organization that was doing a lot of really high-profile, good, high-quality events. So it needed something like that. So I think it was a forward-looking project and also really a wonderful project because it reflected the community's interest in its history.
We have actually more to come this week on the Jefferson Exchange about downtown Reading revitalization. But Jessica, what does the community think now? Is there still a lot of buy-in to investing in downtown Reading and a recognition of what role the Cascade Theater is playing there?
I think there is. We've just been granted this huge grant from the state of California to be titled as having a cultural arts district, which I can't remember off the top of my head how many of these districts there are in California, but it's a very limited number. So there are current projects underway to really build our downtown and bring in tourism and promote the beautiful town that we live in. And I think it's a very pertinent time for that to be happening in the wake of all these fires and the devastation around town. Reading has so much untapped potential, being right near the river and having such a gorgeous downtown area. I remember one of the people we were interviewing from the Shasta Historical Society was telling us, that historic buildings really become like a hub of a downtown center. Having historic buildings really give us a sense of identity. They give us something to remember. They help us to bond as a community. And I think as long as the Cascade Theater is running downtown and continuing to be productive and successful, you're going to find the community supporting it, especially after all it's been through. It just serves as an anchor downtown. The businesses around it do well. And it serves as a place for the community to come and spend time together and to support. So it's very important, yes.
Jessica Weichman is the screenwriter for a new documentary film about the history of Reading's Cascade Theater. Jessica, just very briefly, can you give us some more details about the documentary, how it got produced, how long it is, and where people can see it?
Sure. The documentary is called Curtain Up, The Life and Rebirth of the Cascade. It's going to be showing this Saturday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. It is free to the community, so we're asking everybody, come on down and show your support. This is a pretty exciting event that we're having.
And so as we look at the Cascade Theater, we're going to throw this out to both Jessica and Paul. What are we looking at in the future for the Cascade?
Well, I'll take a stab at that. I think live music and live performances is thriving. Record sales continue to sort of evolve in digital areas, but people love to come see live music and musicians play in person. And so I think the Cascade's future is very bright. I think with some of the smoke going on with outdoor venues, I think it's great to have an indoor venue that can control the environment in the summer so that some of those, the summer economy can be supported for downtown businesses as well. So yeah, I see nothing but good signs ahead for the Cascade and hopefully other historic theater projects around the region.
And Jessica, back to you.
Well, I know that they have two or three in-house productions a year. I know that they're continuing to grow those and get the community involved in those. I know that there are plans. The Cascade is always trying to find ways to serve the community. And so I know that there are a lot of talk about new educational opportunities. They have done a lot to support the local schools and to bring as many students, children in to see the productions that we have. That's a very big goal. So
I'm going to have to step in right now, Jessica. Sorry to interrupt you, but we're running out of time for this part of the Jefferson Exchange. Jessica Weichman is the scriptwriter for a new documentary film about Reading's Cascade Theater and JPR's executive director, Paul Westell. Thanks.
You bet.